This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A world record daily total of nearly 900,000 new COVID-19 cases was recorded on Saturday, mainly due to a surge of the virus in India. The AFP says its previous high count was on January 8th. More than a third of infections worldwide are from India, now setting daily records for a single country since the start of the pandemic, with nearly 350,000 cases. India's government is deploying military planes and trains to get medical oxygen to New Delhi. The capital city's hospitals are overwhelmed, and more than 20 patients have died from a lack of oxygen. The South Asian country also reported more than 2,600 new deaths from coronavirus, its highest daily number. Southeast Asian leaders say they have agreed on a plan with Myanmar's junta chief to end the crisis in the violence-hit nation. Malaysia's prime minister said Saturday's emergency regional summit went beyond their expectation. He says Myanmar's senior general agreed that violence must stop. Leaders want the coup to restrain his security forces, who an activist monitoring group says have killed 745 people since protests began to challenge his February 1st coup. They also want the release of political prisoners. Singapore's prime minister says the process has a long way to go because it's one thing to say you'll stop the violence and another thing to get it done. Sri Lanka police have arrested a prominent Muslim lawmaker and his brother over suspected connections to the Easter Sunday suicide bombings in 2019 that killed 269 people. Police said Saturday the brothers have not yet officially been charged. This is VOA News. Rebels in northern Chad are preparing to advance to the capital the day after the funeral of President Idriss Deby, who died on the battlefield. The rebels told Reuters Saturday they don't accept the newly announced transitional government. A military council headed by Deby's son seized power after his Monday death, ending three decades and shocking the Central African country. Analysts say the rebels came over the border from Libya by the thousands almost 2 weeks ago. They say they paused for Deby's funeral on Friday and may encounter thousands of French troops if they do advance. Indonesia's Navy says a submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, ending hopes its more than four dozen crew would be saved. The Navy's chief said Saturday a search party recovered debris, including items from inside the sub. Warships, planes, and hundreds of military personnel have been searching for the missing vessel and 53 aboard. Authorities say its oxygen supply would have run out with only enough air for 3 days after losing power. It disappeared during drills on Wednesday, one of five submarines in Indonesia's fleet. Experts had warned water pressure would crush the sub if it sank below 700 meters. A four-astronaut team has arrived at the International Space Station Saturday after a nearly 24-hour flight. U.S. space agency NASA says it's the first crew sent into orbit by a recycled rocket used in the past. Three astronauts, two American and one Japanese, along with a French engineer, launched Friday atop a Falcon 9 rocket made by SpaceX, billionaire Elon Musk's commercial space travel company. It's the third space flight from the U.S. in 11 months after a 9-year pause at the end of NASA's space shuttle program. French prosecutors have opened a terrorism investigation and detained three people after a police official was stabbed to death inside a police station outside Paris. The assailant was shot and killed by officers. France's national anti-terrorism prosecutor says his office took over the probe because the attacker had staked out the station, because of statements he made during the attack, and because he targeted a police official. A French judicial official says the suspect was born in Tunisia and that witnesses heard him say Allahu Akbar Arabic for God is great during the attack. The official killed Friday was a 49-year-old administrative employee who worked for the National Police Service. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.